Lord, we thank you for the good day that you have given us and are giving us. You are a gracious and a loving God, and we thank you.
主，我们感谢您赐给我们的，在温哥华是已经过了美好的一天，在中国是这美好的一天刚刚开始。你是蛮有恩典的，爱我们的神。
And in particular, we're thankful for your kindness to Yanling's mother-in-law, who is not in as severe pain as she was before. We pray that soon this disease will pass from her.
我们特别的为我婆婆感谢您，因为她的身体现在已经好多了，谢谢您的医治。
And we pray, Lord, that you will bless Eric this evening as he's preaching to this other conference.We pray that you will give him the right words and that those who listen will be blessed and edified.
主，我们也特别的为 Eric 祷告，他现在要对另外一个这个圣经的特会的观众讲道，求您赐给他合适的话语，也使所有的听他讲道的人都能够得着益处。
And now, Lord, we pray that you will bless us as we turn to the Word. We thank you for the Gospel of Mark, and we thank you that we can have it explained to us more fully this evening.
主，我们祈求您，当我们转向您话语的时候，您能够祝福我们，盼望我们今天对马可福音的理解能够更深入一些。
So give to Jurgen the right words, give to us the right hearts and ears to hear and understand and see fit to glorify the name of our Lord Jesus Christ through our meeting this evening.
主啊，盼望您能够赐给 Jurgen 合适的话语，也赐给我们对的耳朵和心，让我们能够听见并能够有正确的回应，愿我们今天晚上的时间能够荣耀你的名。
And we ask all this now in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祈求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen. 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 Well, Jurgen, you just go right ahead, please, and we'll continue to look to the Lord.
Thank you, Harold, and warmest greetings to all of you who have joined us on this journey through the Gospel of Mark.
热烈的欢迎每一位跟我们一起来这个探索这个马可福音这个旅程的朋友们。
Mark is the gospel writer who emphasizes all the blunders and weaknesses of the disciples.
那马可呢他这个福音书的作者呢他特别的突出了这个门徒的一些的缺点和软弱。
He comments again and again on their lack of faith, their lack of understanding, their lack of humility.
他一遍一遍的反复的提出就是他这些门徒呢缺少信心也缺少这个他们也很骄傲、sorry 我忘了。
In Mark, we see the errors and failings of the 12 disciples.
在马可福音里面我们看到这十二个门徒他们失败的一些地方。
Luke presents them as the future leaders of the church who have a great task to perform.
那这个这些将来要领导教会的这些领袖啊，他们现在在经受一些测试。
But Mark tells us a lot about their weaknesses and failings.
但是马可呢讲到他们很多的软弱和失败。
Jesus needed a lot of patience to work with this group of disciples.
那耶稣呢和这一群门徒在一起呢他需要极大的耐心。
And to tell you the truth, he needs a lot of patience to work with me and maybe with you too.
其实说实话主耶稣基督也在我的身上他也需要花很多的耐心可能在你的身上也需要。
In this lesson, we want to look at the magnificenceof the patience of Christ.
所以这节课的内容呢我们是来看主耶稣基督的这个耐心的这个的壮丽的这个性情。
First of all, let's look at his patience with disciples who are slow learners.
首先我们来看就是这些门徒啊他们总是理解得很慢看主耶稣是怎么样对待他们的。
Christ undertook the task of training 12 men from Galilee.
主耶稣是从加利利开始呢就来训练这些门徒的。
in Mark chapter 1, Jesus calls Peter and Andrew and James and John to be his disciples.
在马可的一章呢，主耶稣基督就呼召了彼得、安德烈、约翰和雅各做他的门徒。
And they respond well and take the first step to follow Christ.
他们的回应很好，他们迈出了第一步来跟随了基督。
And very soon they begin to give signs of a learning deficiency.
他们很快呢就显出就是他们这个学习的能力不够。
They have trouble understanding what Jesus is teaching them.
那耶稣教导他们的事情呢，他们总是不明白。
In chapter 4, verse 1, we read this, and again he began to teach by the sea, and a great multitude was gathered to him so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea, and the whole multitude was on the land facing the sea.
我们看这个马可的四章一节，耶稣又在海边教训人，有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船坐下，船在海里，众人都靠近海，站在岸上。
Verse 9, and he said to them, he who has ears to hear, let him hear.
第九节，四章九节，又说，有耳可听的就应当听。
Verse 10, but when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parable.
第十节，无人的时候，跟随耶稣的人和十二个门徒问他这比喻的意思。
And in verse 13, he said to them, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables?
十三节，又对他们说，你们不明白这比喻吗？这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？
The disciples said, Lord, we don't understand what you're talking about.
所以这些门徒呢，其实是说，主啊，你所讲的我们都不明白是什么意思。
And the Lord had to give them extra classes so they didn't flunk the course.
所以呢，主呢，得必须得给他们加一堂课，让他们能够跟上这个节奏。
Then we read in verse 35, on the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side.
我们再看同一章的四章的三十五节。当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说，我们渡到那边去吧。
They're crossing the lake in a boat, and a tremendous storm arises.
他们呢就一起坐船过去，然后又有狂风起来了。
Verse 38, but he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?
再看38节，耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒了他说，夫子，我们丧命你不顾吗？
Lord, this boat is going down, and you don't seem to care.
他们是说，主啊，这船都要沉了，你不关心吗？
In verse 40, it says, but he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?
四十节，耶稣对他们说，为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？
First, they were lacking in understanding, and here they're lacking in faith.
在第一个例子里面呢，他们是缺少理解能力。那在这里呢，他们是缺少信心。
In the Gospel of Matthew, it speaks of them having little faith, but here he says it seems that you have no faith at all.
然后在马太这个记载的时候呢，他说你们这小信的人呢，在这里面呢，主是说你们其实就是说一点信心都没有的意思。
Chapter 6 and verse 52.We read comments like this, for they had not understood about the loaves because their heart was hardened.
我们再看这个马可的六章的五十二节，这是因为他们不明白那分饼的事，心里还是愚顽。
They were getting extra classes, but they were still slow to understand.
主虽然已经给他们上了这个多加了一堂课了，但是他们还是不明白，他们还是愚拙。
Chapter 7, verse 18, so he said to them, are you thus without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatever enters a man from the outside cannot defile him?
我们再看七章的十八节，耶稣对他们说，你们也是这样不明白吗？岂不晓得凡从外面进入的不能污秽人？
Now these men...had the best teacher in the world.
这些人他们可是有着世上最好的老师啊。
The life of the master was a perfect example of everything he taught them.
因为这个父子他的这个生命活出来的这个生命啊，就是他所 教导的所有的事情最好的榜样。
And yet these men found it hard to grasp what he was teaching them.
但是这些人呢，他们却很有困难，他们不能抓住这个老师要给他们讲的这些内容。
It is easy to criticize these 12 disciples, but probably our progress, our spiritual progress is equally slow.
当然我们去批评这些门徒呢是容易的，但是问题是我们自己的属灵的进步呢可能跟他们一样是缓慢的。
In chapter 6, we have the miraculous multiplication of loaves and 5,000 people are fed in the desert.
那在马可的六章呢，我们看到这个五饼二鱼的故事啊，五个饼两个鱼就喂饱了这个五千人，至少五千人。
Then in chapter 8, a similar situation arose. There's a big crowd in the desert with nothing to eat.
那在八章呢，又出现了一个同样的场景，又是一群在旷野的一大群的人，他们也是没有吃的。
Now, you would expect that at this time, the disciples would say, Glory to God, Lord, we've seen this before, you did it before, you can do it again, let's provide bread for these people.
你们可能期待门徒们会说，荣耀归给神呐，现在我们又有了这样一个机会能够展现神的荣耀了，主啊，你一定也可以喂饱他们，因为前面你已经喂饱过那么多人了。
But that was not their reaction. Look what they said in chapter 8.Verse 4, how can one satisfy these people with bread here in the wilderness?
但是刚才我们说的却不是他们的反应，我们看看他们的反应是什么呢？就是八章四节，门徒回答说，在这野地从哪里能得饼叫这些人吃饱呢？
They had seen the miracle before, but they had forgotten all about it.
他们刚刚见过这个神迹，结果呢，全部都给忘记了。
These were not the brightest students.
他们可不是那聪明的学生啊。
And then after Jesus performed the miracle the second time, we read in verse 14, now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, and they did not have more than one loaf with them in the boat.
我们看啊，就在主行了第二次这个神迹，就喂饱了人的神迹以后呢，在十四节，说门徒忘了带饼，在船上除了一个饼，没有别的食物。
The food committee had fallen down on the job.
这个预备食物的人呢，他们没有尽责呀。
They forgot to bring bread, and there was nothing to eat on the boat.
他们忘了带饼，结果在船上呢就没有什么吃的。
And then Jesus says in verse 15, "Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod."
然后十五节耶稣嘱咐他们说，你们要谨慎防备法利赛人的教和希律的教。
Jesus is saying beware of the leaven of hypocrisy and the corruption that power brings.
其实主耶稣在这里呢是让他们防备假冒伪善的教和这个就是腐败的这个教。
Verse 16, they reasoned among themselves saying, it is because we have no bread.
结果十六节呢，他们彼此议论说，这是因为我们没有饼吧。
Jesus is teaching some spiritual lessons, and they think he's talking about the kind of bread that comes out of an oven.
主耶稣本来在教给他们这个属灵的教训，结果呢，他们却在讲这个用教这个发面做出来的饼。
These were not the brightest students.
他们真的不是聪明的学生。
Verse 21,So he said to them, how is it that you do not understand?
所以二十一节耶稣说，你们还是不明白吗？
These fellows were not the kind who got scholarships for academic excellence.
这些人他们是不会因为他们出色的成绩得到奖学金的。
And the Lord needed a lot of patience with these slow learners.
所以对这些学得很慢的学生啊，主耶稣真的需要非常大的耐心。
Chapter 8, verse 22, then he came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him.
我们看这个八章的二十二节，他们来到伯赛大，有人带一个瞎子来求耶稣摸他。
So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything.
然后我们再看23节，耶稣拉着瞎子的手领他到村外，就吐唾沫在他眼睛上，按手在他身上，问他说，你看见什么了？
And he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking.
他就抬头一看说，我看见人了，他们好像树木并且行走。
Verse 25, then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up, and he was restored and saw everyone clearly.
25节随后又按手在 他眼睛上，他定睛一看就复了原，样样都看得清楚了。
The healing of this blind man happened in two stages.
所以这个医治这个瞎子啊，他是分了两步走的。
In the first stage, he began to see in a blurry way.
他第一步呢，他只模模糊糊看到一些东西。
And then Jesus laid his hands again on the man, and he saw clearly.
那耶稣呢，就再一次按手在这个人的身上，他现在就能看清楚了。
And Mark is using this story to drive home some spiritual lessons.
那马可呢，用这个例子呢，是教给我们一些属灵的道理。
Just like the blind man needed two touches, the disciples were being instructed about two important lessons.
所以就像这个瞎子呀，要被耶稣按手，摸要摸两次一样的，那个门徒们也需要两次才能够明白一些教训。
The first lesson that they had to learn is in the first half of the book of Mark, and the lesson is Jesus is the Messiah.
他们学到的门徒们学到的第一个功课呢，就是马可福音的前半段，就是耶稣是弥赛亚。
In chapter 8, they finally understand who Jesus is, but there's a problem. They don't see clearly yet.
那在马可的八章呢，他们终于认出耶稣是基督了，但是有一个问题，就是他们还是没有看清楚。
They can see a little bit, but things are still kind of blurry.
他们能看到一点东西了，但是还是模模糊糊的。
They have a mistaken understanding of what Messiah meant.
他们对弥赛亚到底意味着什么，他们是有一些误解的。
We could say they saw men as trees walking.
那他们就像看见这个人啊，像树木一样在行走。
They needed a second touch for them to see clearly.
所以他们需要主再摸他们一次，他们才能看清楚。
And the second lesson is taught in the second half of the book of Mark.
所以呢，这第二个功课呢，就是在马可的后半段里面教给他们的。
And lesson number two is this: the Messiah is not the one you expected.
那这第二堂课是什么呢？就是告诉他们，这个弥赛亚不是你们期待的那样的。
You thought he came to reign, but he has come to serve and to give his life.
你本来期待这个弥赛亚是来做王的，但他来呢，却是来服侍人的，而且是来舍命的。
He has not come to occupy a throne, but a cross.
那他来呢，他不是坐在宝座上的，而是要钉在十字架上的。
That was hard for the disciples to understand.
这个门徒明白起来是很困难的。
And in the second part of the Gospel of Mark,Jesus is bringing his disciples to see with greater clarity what his mission as Messiah was all about.
所以在马可福音的后半段呢，耶稣就带领他们更清楚的去看清楚这个弥赛亚他意味着什么，他这个使命是什么。
In chapter 8, chapter 9, chapter 10, he repeats it three times, explaining that he's going towards a cross.
所以在马可的八章、九章和十章，主耶稣基督重复了三次告诉他们他要上十字架。
In particular, the Lord needed a lot of patience with Peter.
特别呢，主耶稣对彼得需要格外的耐心。
Peter often started to speak without thinking.
那彼得呢，常常是不加思索的就说话。
But there was one occasion when Peter got it right, and it's here in chapter 8.
但有一次呢，彼得说对了，那就是在马可福音八章里记载的。
The master says, now let's see if you figured it out. I have a question, he says, who am I?
那有一次呢，在八章里面的耶稣就问门徒说，我先来看看你们到底明白了没有，你们说我是谁呢？
And Peter is the first to speak, and he says in chapter 8, verse 29, you are the Christ.
那彼得是第一个说话的，他在马可的八章的二十九节里说，他说你是基督。
According to Matthew, Christ responded saying, blessed are you, Simon, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
那在 马太福音的记载里面呢，彼得说完这句话呢，主就说你是蒙福的，因为这不是属血气的，是天上的神启示你的。
And the Lord was saying, now everyone pay attention to what Simon has just said. He has made a very important statement.
其实主耶稣就是告诉其他的门徒说，你们现在要注意听，刚才彼得说了一件非常重要的事情。
Peter has received a revelation from God.
彼得刚刚从神那里得到了一个启示。
And Peter thinks, wow, this is tremendous. I just said something so brilliant. God spoke through me. This is awesome.
所以彼得很得意啊，他说，哎呀，我刚才说了一些就是很聪明、很智慧的话，而且是从神来的，神也证明我说的是对的。
And now Peter is thinking, let's see if I can come up with another brilliant statement.
然后彼得就说，看看我能不能再说出一两句这样精彩的话来了。
And two verses later,Jesus announces that he is going to Jerusalem and he's going to suffer and die.
那两节经文之后呢，耶稣就宣布他要上耶路撒冷去，在那里受苦，要死的。
And Peter thinks, here's my opportunity, and he starts to speak.
然后彼得说，哎呀，我的机会来了，他就开始说话了。
And he says, Lord, you've got it all wrong. Messiah is not supposed to suffer, he's supposed to reign.
然后彼得就说，哎呀，那个夫子，你搞错了，这个弥赛亚是来做王的，他不是来受苦的。
And Jesus had to say, get behind me, Satan.
然后耶稣就不得不说，撒旦退我后面去吧。
Peter was talking nonsense again.
现在彼得又在乱说了。
The Lord needed a lot of patience with these fellows.
所以对这个彼得这个人呢，主耶稣基督需要极大的耐心。
I love what it says in the book of Psalms, in Psalm 103.
我很喜欢在诗篇103篇里面的一句话。
Verse 13 says this, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him, for he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust.
13和14节诗篇103篇。父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人，因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。
The Bible says that God does not remember our sins, but he does remember that we are but dust.
所以圣经告诉我们，神不纪念我们的罪了，但是他一直记得我们本体不过就是尘土。
God knows what kind of raw material he is working with.
他知道他在对付的这些是什么样的材料啊。
Someone once said, God is not disillusioned with us. He never had any illusions to begin with.
Could you repeat again?
Someone said that God is not disillusioned with us.He never had any illusions to begin with.
就是神对我们他不是失望，他根本就对我们没有什么期望。
From the middle of chapter 8 to the end of the book, we have the second part of the Gospel of Mark.
从第八章开始呢，到马可福音的结尾呢，是马可福音的第二部分。
We could say this is the second touch that the disciples are receiving so that their eyes will be opened.
所以我们可以说呢，这个就是主耶稣第二次摸这些门徒，让他们的属灵的眼睛能够看得更清楚。
In this part of the book, Jesus is teaching his disciples that though they don't like the idea, the kingdom of God has to do with a cross.
那在这一部分呢，主耶稣基督就教导他们，尽管他们不喜欢这个事实，但它就是一个事实，就是成果必须得先上十字架。
chapter 8, verse 31, it says, and he began to teach them.
嗯，我们看八章的三十一节，从此他教训他们说。
This phrase indicates that from this moment on, Jesus is going to teach them something completely new.
嗯，也这句经文告诉我们，就从这里开始，耶稣要教导他们一些完全崭新的东西了。
So this is the second lesson that he has for his disciples.
这是要他教给门徒的第二个功课。
It's worth noting that this part of the book begins and ends with the healing of a blind man.
嗯，所以值得注意的是，这一部分章节啊，它是从一个医治一个瞎子开始的，也是以医治一个瞎子结束的。
Like the eyes of the blind man that needed to be opened, the spiritual eyes of the disciples also needed opening.
嗯，所以就像这个瞎子的肉体的眼睛需要打开一样，这个门徒属灵的眼睛也需要打开。
And in this part of the book, Jesus is trying to help them see things more clearly.
嗯，所以在这
And it wasn't an easy job.
嗯，在这第二部分里面呢，耶稣就要帮助门徒看得更清楚了，但这不是一个容易做的事情。
They had understood that Jesus is the Messiah, but their understanding of Messiah was not correct.
嗯，他们现在已经明白耶稣是弥赛亚了，但是他们对弥赛亚的认识呢，是不对的。
They expected a political Messiah, not one who would give his life for our salvation.
嗯，他们期待的是一个政治上的救世主，而不是把他自己舍命来救我们的弥赛亚。
So in this second part of the book, Mark is telling us that the kingdom is not about a throne, it's about a cross.
嗯，所以在这第二马可的第二部分里面呢，耶稣就教导他们，这神的国呢不是跟宝座相关的，而是跟十字架相关的。
So Jesus had much patience with these slow learners, and secondly, we see his patience with narrow-hearted disciples.
耶稣不仅要对这些学得很慢的门徒有耐心呢，而且对那些心胸狭窄的门徒也要有耐心。
Chapter 9, verse 38, Now John answered him, saying, Teacher,We saw someone who does not follow us casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow us.
我们看九章的三十八节，约翰对耶稣说：“夫子，我们看见一个人奉你的名赶鬼，我们就禁止他，因为他不跟从我们。”
Now here John comes to the Lord, very pleased to have defended the cause of Christ.
嗯，然后这个约翰的到耶稣那里去呢，就带了一个很好的这个理由去啊。
And John says, Lord, there was a man there who was ministering in your name, and I told him to stop.
嗯，他说，夫子，你看那边有一个人奉你的名赶鬼，然后我就赶紧制止他了。
He's not a part of our group, and I told him he has no business doing that.
嗯，因为他们不是跟我们不是一伙的，所以我。他不应该做这些事，所以我已经告诉他们了。
John probably thought the Lord was going to say, "Congratulations, John, well done."
所以约翰可能期待主会表扬他说你做得很好，约翰。
Verse 39, but Jesus said, "Do not forbid him, for no one who works a miracle in my name can soon afterwards speak evil of me."
然后39节耶稣说不要禁止他，因为没有人奉我名行异能，反倒轻易毁谤我。
For he who is not against us is on our side.
不抵挡我们的就是帮助我们的。
John, that man is not a part of our team, but he is working on our side.
他就告诉约翰说，虽然他们没有跟我们在一起，但是他是站在我们这一边的。
The Lord is saying,John, that wasn't the right thing to do. If that man has enough faith in me to cast out demons, he's on our side.
所以主耶稣就告诉约翰，你这样做不对。那个人若是没有对我足够的信心，他是不能赶鬼的。
He's doing the work of God.
他其实是在做神的事。
But notice the disciples forbade him, not because he was doing something wrong, but because he wasn't a member of their team.
所以你看门徒对这个制止这个人的理由不是因为他做了什么错事，而是因为这个人不跟他们在一起。
And here we see a contrast between the narrow vision of the disciples and the broader vision of Christ.
所以我们在这里可以看到一个对比啊，是主耶稣基督开阔的这个胸襟呢，和这个门徒啊他们这个狭窄的这个小心眼。
In the kingdom of God, not everyone does things exactly our way.
因为在神的国里啊，不是每一个人做事都是跟我们用一样的方式的。
Not everyone expresses their faith as we do.
不是每个人都是跟我们用同样的方式来表现他们的信心的。
And we are prone to criticize our brothers who have a different way of doing things.
那我们总是倾向于去批评那些用不同的方式做事的弟兄们。
Christ wanted his followers to treat them with love and respect.
但是主耶稣希望啊，他的门徒们能够用尊重和爱的方式来对待他们。
And he's teaching them that although we walk on a path that is narrow, let us have hearts that are large.
所以主耶稣是说，虽然我们是走在窄路上，但是希望我们的心啊能够开阔一些。
It is relatively easy to accept those who see things as we do.
我们很容易接受那些跟我们有一致看法的人。
But let us remember that the kingdom of God is bigger than our circle or group.
但是我们要记得，神的国啊，比我们这个小圈子，我们这一群人要大得多。
Let us be careful that we do not close our hearts towards brothers in Christ who belong to other groups.
所以我们要小心呢，不要，我们的心不要像那些属于另外一个群体的这个基督徒关闭起来。
The issue is not whether he is or is not on our team. The issue is whether he belongs to Christ.
所以问题的关键不在于他和我们是不是一群人，而在于他是不是属于基督。
A well-known Bible teacher, Ironside, was once asked what church he was from, and he replied, I'm from the Congregation of David.
然后有一次有一个著名的传道人，有人问他，你是从哪个教会来的？他说，我是从这个大卫的这个教会来的。
And he was asked, the Congregation of David, what congregation is that?
然后人就说，什么叫大卫的这个聚会啊？是什么意思啊？
And he said, well, David said in Psalm 119:63, I am a companion of all those who fear your name. I'm from that congregation.
他说大卫的聚会是什么意思？我告诉你，就是在诗篇119篇里面说，大卫说我和所有一起敬畏你的人呢，到你的殿中，我就是他们中的一员。
A visiting preacher was once asked, what church do you belong to?
有一次呢，一个旅行的传道人到他那里来问他，你是属于哪一个教会的呢？
And he answered, I belong to the Church of Christ.
他说我是属于基督教会的。
And the person said, but yes, but what branch do you belong to?
然后那个人说，我知道，问题是你是属于哪一个支派的呢？
And he said, no, I don't belong to any branch, I belong to the trunk.
他说我不是属于哪个枝子的，我是属于树干的。
I think that was a good answer that we would identify with Christ.
我觉得这是一个很好的回答，当我们说我们是属基督的时候，用这个回答很好。
So the Lord needed patience to work with disciples who were often very narrow in their thinking.
所以主耶稣对那些思维常常是视野也很狭窄，思维很狭窄的门徒呢，他也需要极大的耐心。
He also needed patience with disciples who were prone to fail.
那同时呢，他也要对那些很容易失败的门徒呢有耐心。
In Mark chapter 9, we have a ministry failure.
在这里我们看到有一个服事的失败，在第九章里面。
When the Lord was with Peter, James, and John up on the mountain, a man approached the other disciples with a problem.
当主耶稣带着这个彼得约翰和雅各上高山了以后，去变相了以后呢，那有一个人带着一个麻烦呢，就找到了其他的门徒。
And he said, where's the master? And he was told, oh, he's up there on the mountain.
那这个人问说这个夫子在哪里呢？他们说那夫子上山了。
And he said, I have a problem with my son. A demon is afflicting him. Could it be that you could help me?
然后这个人说那我现在有一个麻烦就是这个巫鬼啊在折磨我的儿子你们能不能帮助我呢？
And the disciples said, don't worry, sir. We have solved many such cases.
然后他门徒说先生你不用着急像你这样的问题我们解决了好多例了。
We're experts in the matter. Where is this boy?
我们是赶鬼的专家。那现在这个孩子在哪里呢？
And the disciples, very confident that they could deal with the problem, found they couldn't do anything for him.
这些门徒本来非常的自信，他们觉得可以解决这个问题，结果呢，发现他们什么都做不了。
And Jesus arrives, and in chapter 9, verse 19, he says,O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me.
在九章的十九节里面，耶稣来了，他说，哎，这不幸的世代呀，我在你们这里要到几时呢？我忍耐你们要到几时呢？把他带到我这里来吧。
To find himself in the midst of an unbelieving generation tested the patience.Of Christ.
主耶稣基督啊，身处这一个不幸的时代里面，对他的这个忍耐啊，是一个极大的考验。
And now the Father begs the Lord to solve the problem of his son.
然后现在这个父亲呢，就求主耶稣啊，能够医治他的儿子。
And Jesus says to him in verse 23, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes."
然后在九章的二十三节里面，耶稣对他说：“你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。”
Immediately, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief."
二十四节，孩子的父亲立时喊着说：“有说立时流泪喊着说，我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。”
And the Lord didn't say, "I'm sorry, that little faith you have is not enough. We're going to need more faith than that."
主耶稣没有说对不起你这点信心太小了不够我需要更大的信心他没有这么说
No, the Lord was patient with the man's little faith and granted him the miracle that he had requested
主耶稣基督对这个小很小信心的人呢也是很有忍耐他把他所求的赐给他了
Verse 28 says and when he had come into the house his disciples asked him privatelyWhy could we not cast it out?
在二十八节，九章二十八节，耶稣进了屋子，门徒就暗暗地问他说：“我们为什么不能赶出他去呢？”
Sometimes we gain a little experience in serving the Lord, and we think, "Well, I know how to do this now."
那有的时候我们在服侍主的过程中积累了一点经验，我们就说：“哎，现在我知道怎么做了。”
And we can easily becomeself-confident and self-sufficient.
我们很容易就变得自信，而且就是自己自我满足了。
One godly Christian said, "The greatest danger of ministry is that you can learn how to do it."
有一个这个属神的基督徒啊，他说服侍主最大的危险就是你认为你可以学会怎么做这个事。
Our Lord said, "Without me, you can do nothing."
因为主说离了我你们什么也做不了
How difficult it is for us to learn that we need to depend on him
对我们来说这是多么难学的一件事啊学什么呢就是我们需要依靠他
And one of the ways in which we learn that lesson is precisely through failure
我们要学这个功课的一个有效的方式呢就是借着失败
And then we see the patience of Christ with disciples who were sleeping on the job.
那主耶稣基督的忍耐啊，这个耐心还体现在他对这个昏睡的门徒们有耐心。
In chapter 14, our Lord went to pray, and he called three disciples to accompany him.
那在马可的十四章里面，主耶稣基督去祷告的时候，他叫了三个门徒陪他一起。
Verse 34, chapter 14, he said to them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death, stay here and watch.
在马可的14章34节，主耶稣对他们说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死，你们在这里等候警醒。
And Jesus sought the support of the disciples who were closest to him.
所以主耶稣正在寻求这些离他最亲密的这个门徒给他的支持。
In a matter of hours, he would be agonizing on a cross.
因为几个小时以后呢，他就要在十字架上受苦了。
Distressed and deeply troubled, he lay on the ground to pray.
然后他心里极其忧伤，他就跪在地上祷告。
Verse 37, then he came and found them sleeping, and said to Peter, Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour?
37节，耶稣回来，见他们睡着了，就对彼得说，西门，你们睡觉吗？不能警醒片时吗？
When Jesus went to look for his friends who should be praying, they were fast asleep.
主耶稣本来期待他的朋友们能在那个时候在祷告呢，结果他却发现他们都在睡觉。
These were not the greatest disciples.
这可不是这最好的最伟大的门徒啊。
Jesus is praying and the disciples are sleeping.
耶稣在祷告，但是门徒却在睡觉。
Christ is going to a cross and they are going to sleep.
耶稣要上十字架了，但他们却睡觉了。
This is a critical moment and they are oblivious to what is going on.
那这是一个非常关键的时候，但他们却好像事不关己一样。
And Jesus says to them in verse 38, watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
38节，总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑，你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
His disciples failed him in the hour of his greatest need.
所以当主耶稣基督最需要门徒支持的时候，这些门徒让他失望了。
And the Lord did not scold them. He saw their weakness, but he also saw their willingness.
主耶稣没有责备他们，他看到了他们的软弱，同时也看到他们心里是愿意的。
And very patiently he says in effect, I know you meant well.
所以他非常有耐心地说，哎，我知道你们人就是这样的。
And then we read in verse 50, then they all forsook him and fled.
我们再看同一章14章的50节，门徒都离开他逃走了。
Not only do they sleep when he needed them, but now they abandon him completely.
所以不单当主耶稣需要他们的时候他们睡着了，现在他们都已经离弃他逃走了。
However, the Lord did not give up on them. He patiently continued to work with them.
但是主没有放弃他们，主还是依然耐心地在他们的生命里做工。
I love the words of Jonah chapter 3 verse 1 where it says, the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time.
我很喜欢约拿书3章1节的那句话，就是耶和华的话二次临到约拿。
I would have looked for another preacher.
那如果是我的话，我就会再找一个传道人了。
This one is not doing a very good job.
因为这个人活干得不好。
I send him to Nineveh and he goes in the opposite direction.
我本来要派他去尼尼微的，结果他却朝相反的方向去了。
But the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time.
但是这里说耶和华的话二次临到约拿。
God is the God of the second chance.
神是给我们第二次机会的神。
And the third and fourth and hundredth.
还有第三次机会，第四次机会，甚至第100次机会。
If it were not so, we would all be out of the battle.
如果神不是这样的神的话，我们早就已经离开这个战场了。
But notice, now we have the Lord in the garden, and an armed mob shows up to arrest Jesus.
所以现在主耶稣呢，在这个克西马尼园里，然后一群呢全副武装的这些暴徒就来抓他了。
And Peter jumps to defend the master.
那彼得呢就跳出来要保护这个主人。
It says in verse chapter 14, verse 47, and one of those who stood by drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear.
在马可的14章的47节里面，旁边站着的人有一个拔出刀来，将大祭司的仆人砍了一刀，削掉了他一个耳朵。
Peter was not a soldier, he was a fisherman.
那彼得呢，他不是一个战士，他是一个打鱼的。
And the only thing he managed to do was to cut off a man's ear.
他努力要想做的事呢，结果最后的结果就是只砍掉了一个耳朵。
He wasn't very good with the sword.
他这个用刀用的不是很熟练。
And Jesus had to tell Peter to put his sword away.
那主呢就不得不告诉彼得说，你要把你的刀收起来。
And Luke tells us in his gospel that Jesus picked up the ear and put it back in its place.
然后路加福音记载这个故事的时候呢，说主耶稣基督拿起这个耳朵，又把它放回了原位，又让它复原了。
And we could imagine the conversation that Jesus had at that moment.
所以我们可以看到这个主耶稣在那个时候啊，他所引起的震动。
Gentlemen, I'm very sorry about this. It's been 3 years working with Peter, but I haven't made too much progress with him.
然后主耶稣可能会对这些人说，虽然这个用刀的人呢，我已经在他身上做了3年的工了，但是他其实没有太大的进步。
And I'm very sorry about this matter of the ear.
那关于这个耳朵的事情呢，我很抱歉。
The name of the man who lost the ear was Malchus.
那这个失去这个耳朵的人呢，叫马什么东西？好像我记不得了。
Can you imagine Malchus arriving home for dinner and his wife saying, "Well, how did work go today?"
所以这个失掉耳朵的人呢，如果回到家里的话，他妻子可能会问他，你今天过得怎么样呢？
And Malchus says, "My dear, you won't believe this. We went to arrest a rabbi from Galilee, and one of his followers grabbed a sword and cut off my ear."
他会对他妻子说，你可不知道啊，今天我们去抓那个从加利利来的那个拉比啊，然后他的一个门徒拿出刀来把我的耳朵给砍掉了。
Well, that's hard to believe, says his wife, because I see you still have both your ears.
然后这个他妻子会说，这真的让人难以置信呢，因为我看你两个耳朵明明好好的还在脑袋上啊。
Well, says Malchus, that's the strange part. The man we arrested took my ear and put it back on the way it was before.
然后他跟他妻子说，这个就是最奇妙的事情了，就是这个拉比他又把我的耳朵安回到原处了。
We were there to arrest him, and he did me the favor of healing my ear.
我们本来是去抓他的，结果他却帮了我一个忙，让我的耳朵又复原了。
Malchus had had an encounter with the incomparable Christ.
所以你看他这个人他也是见到了一个奇妙的耶稣。
He was patient not only with his disciples, but also with his enemies.
所以他不仅对他的门徒很有耐心，对他的敌人也很有耐心。
Personally, I am amazed at the patience of God with me.
所以我个人来说呢，我对这个神对我的耐心是非常惊奇的。
I have failed so often, and he is so faithful.
我常常的令他失望，但他总是如此的这个信实。
I'm so slow to learn, and he is so patient.
我总是学得很慢，但他总是很有耐心。
10, 20, and more years go by, and there's some lessons that I still haven't learned.
然后十年、二十年过去了，还是有很多功课我没有明白。
But he continues to work with us, and he will do so to the very end.
但他继续的会在我们身上做工，而且一直会做到最后。
Thankfully, he's not about to give up on us.
所以真的很感恩啊，他并没有打算放弃我们。
And then we see the patience of Christ with the disciple who denied his master.
那现在我们来看主耶稣对否认他的门徒也有耐心。
During the trip to Jerusalem, Jesus stated over and over that there was a cross waiting for him.
所以在去耶路撒冷的路上，主耶稣基督一遍一遍地告诉门徒，就是将来有一个十字架在等着他。
The disciples could not understand what he was talking about.
那门徒们是不明白他到底说的是什么意思。
They were immersed in a discussion about who would occupy the most important positions in the kingdom.
那他们在沉浸在一个什么话题呢？就是将来在这个神的国里面，谁能够居到站到那个最高的位置上？
So Christ is speaking about a cross, and they're dreaming about thrones.
所以主耶稣在讲十字架，但他们却在梦想着这个宝座。
He was talking about taking the last place, and they were arguing about who would get the first place.
那主耶稣基督呢，他是坐在末位上，那这些门徒呢，却在讨论谁要坐在那个，谁才能坐在那个首位上。
Now at the Last Supper, Jesus predicted that his disciples would have a moment of failure.
那在这个最后的晚餐，在这个逾越节的晚餐上，主耶稣基督预言啊，他的这个门徒呢，会失败。
Chapter 14, verse 27, then Jesus said to them, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.
在马可的14章的27节，耶稣对他们说，你们都要跌倒了，因为经上记着说，我要击打牧人，羊就分散了。
And Peter answers in verse 29 and says, even if all are made to stumble, yet I will not be.
29节彼得说，众人虽然跌倒，我总不能。
Others may fail you, Lord, says Peter, but you can count on me. I will be faithful until the end.
彼得是说，主啊，其他人可能会跌倒，但是你可以相信我，我是一定会对你忠诚到底的。
Jesus is taken prisoner and brought before the high priest to be judged.
然后耶稣就被抓了，然后带到那个大祭司的这个面前去被审问。
The other disciples abandon him, but Peter follows into the courtyard of the house where Jesus is being judged.
那其他的门徒都逃走了，但是彼得呢，在后面跟着进到了这个耶稣被审问的这个院子。
One of the servants recognized Peter and says, hey, you're one of those followers of Jesus, aren't you?
那一个仆人认出了他，他说你就是跟随耶稣基督那群人中的一个，不是吗？
Verse 68 of chapter 14, but he denied it, saying, I neither know or understand what you are saying, and he went out on the porch and a rooster crowed.
看十四章的六十八节，彼得却不承认说，我不知道也不明白你说的是什么。于是出来到了前院，鸡就叫了。
Verse 71, then he began to curse and swear, I do not know this man of whom you speak.
七十一节，彼得就发咒起誓的说，我不认得你们说的这个人。
Verse 72, and a second time the rooster crowed, then Peter called to mind the word that Jesus had said to him, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. And when he thought about it, he wept.
72节，历史鸡叫了第二遍，彼得想起耶稣对他所说的话，鸡叫两遍以先，你要三次不认我，思想起来就哭了。
Peter tried to hide his identity, but ends up denying the master three times.
彼得呢本来是想掩盖隐藏他的身份的，结果最后呢变成了他三次的否认的主。
Peter failed exactly as the Lord had predicted.
那彼得跌倒了，就完全是按照主所预言的那样发生了。
Notice what the Lord had said to Peter earlier that evening, according to Luke chapter 22.
我们看看路加的22章里面，就是在那天晚上主耶稣基督是怎么说的，怎么
Luke 22 verse 32 says, but I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail, and when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren.
32节，但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心，你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。路加22章32节。
The Lord did not say, when you have returned to me, we'll have to consider whether or not you can still be one of my apostles.
主耶稣基督没有说等你回头以后呢，我来考虑一下你到底还能不能做我的门徒。
The Lord said rather, when you have returned, strengthen your brethren.
那相反，主耶稣基督说的是，你回头以后呢，要坚固你的弟兄。
I find that very comforting.
我觉得这个很安慰我。
Peter failed, but he was restored.
彼得跌倒了，但是神又恢复了他。
Peter failed, but the Lord patiently continued to work with him.
彼得虽然失败了，但是主却一直信实地继续地在他的身上做工。
A few weeks later, God worked through Peter in a powerful way, and thousands of people turned to Christ.
然后若干个星期以后呢，神在彼得身上用奇妙的方式做工，救了这个几千个人。
The same tongue that was used to deny the Lord was used to preach the message of the Lord.
那这个曾经否认主的这张嘴啊，现在被主来用来传讲他的福音。
I think God was able to use Peter greatly because his failure helped him to learn how much he needed to depend on the Lord.
所以我想，之所以神能够大大的使用彼得，恰恰是因为他的失败让他学到了他是要多么的倚靠主。Jesus
was not surprised or disappointed when Peter failed.
所以当彼得跌倒的时候呢，主没有意外，也没有失望。
And he is not surprised or disappointed when you and I fail.
所以当你和我失败的时候，主一样也不会失望，也不会意外的。He
has no illusions about us. He knows how frail and failing we are.
他对我们没有什么幻想，因为他知道我们是什么样，他知道我们是什么样感受的。He
knows that though our spirit may be willing, our flesh is weak.
他知道我们心里虽然愿意，但是肉体却软弱了。Our
failures do not take him by surprise.
所以我们的失败不会让他意外的。Unfortunately,
we are often overconfident and do not realize our own weakness.
但是很不幸啊，我们自己总是过于自信，没有意识到我们可能会失败。Failure
is often something God uses to deal with our pride and self-sufficiency.
所以我们的失败常常主会用来解决我们的骄傲的问题和我们自我满足的问题。We
desperately need to lean on the Lord every step of the way.
所以我们在前面走的每一步啊，我们都需要完全的依靠主。Failure
did not disqualify Peter from being a part of God's plan.
所以失败并不会使彼得没有资格成为神计划中的一部分了。Failure
is not the end of the story.
因为失败并不是这个故事的结尾。There
was a Christ who patiently raised him up and helped him to move on.
因为有一位基督他会把他扶起来，然后继续地带领他往前走。The
patience of God does not mean that he simply accepts that we keep on sinning.
但神的忍耐并不是说他就纵容我们就继续犯罪就好了。It
means that he is persistent in helping us turn away from sin.
而是说呢，他持坚持不懈的帮助我们从罪里面转回。And
it means that he is not going to give up on us.
也同样也意味着他永远不会放弃我们的。
And finally, we see the patience of Christ at the cross.
那最后呢，我们看到耶稣在十字架上的耐心。Our
Lord showed his patience in many ways, but the greatest demonstration of it was at Calvary.
那主耶稣基督通过很多的方式来显明他的这个忍耐啊，但是最伟大的显明就是在哥哥他身上。Let's
go to Mark chapter 10. And read again what human beings did to our Lord.
我们翻到马可福音的十章，我们看人类啊是怎么对待我们的主的。Verse
33, chapter 10, Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles.
三十三节，十章三十三节，看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子将要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，交给外邦人。And
they will mock him, and scourge him, and spit on him, and kill him. And the third day, he will rise again.
34节，他们要戏弄他，吐唾沫在他脸上，鞭打他，杀害他。过了三天，他要复活。
The Son of God came to our world, and this is what we did to him.
那神的儿子来到我们这个世界上，这就是我们对待他的方式。
How much patience does God have with rebels and sinners?
所以神对我们这些悖逆的人和罪人呢，他是有该有多么大的忍耐。
How far does God's patience go with people like us?
所以对于我们这样的人呢，神的忍耐是到了一个神怎样的程度啊？
We discover that God's patience goes unbelievably far.
我们发现神的忍耐啊，是让我们是他忍耐之大，是我们难以置信的。
It goes to the point of putting up with what happened at the cross.
他的忍耐大到一个程度，他甚至可以忍受在十字架上所发生的一切。
It goes to the point of the Son of God getting spit on, tortured, and killed.
他可以忍受他的儿子被折磨，被吐唾沫，被鞭打。
Is there any father in the world that would watch patiently as his son is being tortured and put to death?
在这个世界上有任何一个父亲能够忍心看着自己的儿子被人折磨致死吗？
No human being in the world possesses that kind of patience.
在这个世上没有任何一个人类啊，他能够有这样的忍耐的。
We don't have that kind of patience, but that is the kind of patience that God has with us.
我们人是没有这样的忍耐的，但是神对于我们却是有这样的忍耐。
The cross is not simply about salvation.
十字架不仅仅是与救恩有关。
The cross is also the ultimate symbol of the patience of God.
十字架也是显明了神的终极的忍耐。
How amazing is this God in dealing with sinners like us?
所以这个神呢，对待我们这样子的罪人呢，他是多么的奇妙。
Listen to how the Bible describes the love of God in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我们看看这个圣经是怎么描写神的爱的。我们看哥林多前书的十三章。
In verse 7, it says that love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
十三章哥林多前书的十三章七节，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
The patience of God is a manifestation of the love of God.
所以忍耐，神的忍耐就是他爱的显明。
It is a love that is long-suffering and patient.
所以这个爱啊，就是恒久忍耐，有耐心的。
If God did not have that kind of patience, long ago this world would have been a smoldering heap of ruins.
如果神没有这样的忍耐啊，老早这个世界就已经变成一堆废墟了。
His patience with this rebellious world is cause for admiration.
所以他对我们这个世人的这个世界的忍耐啊，是值得我们尊崇的。
There was once a famous atheist who would give speeches about the folly of believing in God.
然后有一次有一个无神论者，他发表了一些言论呢，对于相信神有一些言论。
On one occasion, he said to his audience, "If there is a God, I'll give him 2 minutes to strike me dead and show that he exists."
他说如果真有一个神的话呢，我给他两分钟啊，他现在就击打我到死，可以显明他的存在。
2 minutes ticked by and nothing happened.
两分钟过去了，但什么也没有发生。
And the man triumphantly boasted that he had just proved that God does not exist.
所以这个人呢，就是得意洋洋的证明说没有神。
A well-known preacher commented on the event and said, did he think he could exhaust the patience of God in 2 minutes?
所以有一个著名的传道人说，解释他这个行为说，他难道认为神的忍耐就只有两分钟之久吗？
God's patience is astonishing.
神的忍耐是令我们惊奇的。
God, people take his name in vain, they trample his laws, and God patiently lets them do it.
所以人们不断地妄称神的名啊，践踏他的律法，但是神都忍耐他们了。
People scoff at God's word, and he patiently waits, desiring that his goodness would lead them to repentance.
所以人呢，就是藐视神的话语啊，但是神一直都耐心地期待有一天他们能够回转。
We should understand that the mercy of God is everlasting, but his patience is not.
但是我们要知道神的怜悯是永存的，但是他的忍耐不是。
The Bible speaks of a day of judgment upon those who refuse the mercy of God.
但是因为圣经提到有一天对于这些拒绝神怜悯的人是有一个审判日的。
Look what it says in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 7. But the heavens and the earth which are now preserved by the same word are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men.
我们看彼得后书的三章七节，但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，直留到不敬虔之人受审判遭沉沦的日子，用火焚烧。
Verse 9 says, The Lord is not slack concerning his promise as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
第九节，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
God patiently postpones judgment because he desires that more people would repent and come to faith in Christ.
所以神耐心地推迟这个审判的到来啊，因为他希望能够更多的人通过接受耶稣基督而得救。
The original Greek language of the New Testament uses two different words to talk about the idea of patience.
在这个希腊的原文里面啊，就是在新约里面用的这个语言啊，它讲到这个忍耐啊，有两个词。
One of these words refers to patience when dealing with difficult circumstances. The other refers to patience when dealing with difficult people.
有一个词呢是指对待一些困难的事情的时候的忍耐，还有一个词呢是指对待一些困难的 很难对付的人的时候的忍耐。
The second word in Greek is the word makrothumia.
那第二个词呢在希腊语就是 makrothumia。
Makrothumia literally means not easily angered.
那这个 makrothumia 的意思就是不容易发脾气。不容易发怒。
It means putting up with offenses or irritations without becoming angry or bitter.
那就是他控制自己的怒气，心里不大有苦毒，不大有发怒的这个时候。
And the greatest and most beautiful example of macrothumia is Christ himself.
那对于这个词的这个解释，最好的这个人呢，榜样就是耶稣自己了。
And all through the New Testament, the followers of Christ are exhorted to have this quality of macrothumia.
那在新约里面啊，就是对于所有基督的跟随者，都新约都教导他们也要有这样的这个忍耐，就 macrothumia。
Macrothumia shows up in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, where it says, "Love suffers long and is kind."
那这个词呢最早的是出现在哥林多前书的十三章的第四节，他说爱是恒久忍耐，这个忍耐就是 macrothumia。
Genuine love knows how to be patient with others.
所以真诚的爱啊，他是知道怎么样忍耐的对待别人的。
Love gives space and shows kindness to people who don't always act as they should.
所以爱呢是给别人空间的，也是给那些不知道该如何正确行事的人耐心的。
Macrothumia also shows up in Ephesians chapter 4.
那这个词呢还出现在以弗所书的四章。
In verse 2, we read, with all lowliness and gentleness and long suffering, bearing with one another.
四章二节，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
The phrase bearing with one another is a reminder that getting along with our fellow believers will not always be easy.
所以这里面说用爱心互相宽容啊，就告诉我们 和其他的基督徒一起相处啊，并不是一件容易的事情。
Many of us come to the church with great illusions about what the community of Christians will be like.
那很多人来到教会呢，都带着这样的一种幻想啊，就是看看这个基督徒的这个这群人里面是什么样子的。
We expect everybody to be filled with the Spirit and walking together in love.
我们都期待每一个人呢，都是被圣灵充满，都是在爱中行事为人的。
And we can easily become critical when things do not work like that.
那当事情并不是这样发展的时候呢，我们就很容易去批评别人了。
We need to come to terms with the fact that on this side of heaven, the church will always be less than perfect.
但是我们必须要承认一个事实，认清一个事实，就是当在天堂的这一边的时候，这个教会永远都不完美的。
There is much work for God to do in every one of our lives.
因为在我们每个人的生命中，神还有很多的工作要做。
And therefore, to function in the body of Christ requires macrothumia.
所以为了使这个基督的身体能够有效的运转呢，都需要这个忍耐啊，就是 macrothumia.
There is a well-known story of a young boy who had a disability and walked with great difficulty.
那有一个很著名的故事啊，就是一个有残疾的这个男孩。
One day, an older boy was seen carrying this young fellow on his back.
那有一天有一个人看见一个大一点的男孩呢，把这个看到他背着这个有残疾的男孩。
A man who saw him go by carrying the boy said, "That's a heavy load you are carrying."
然后他们经过一个男人的时候，这个男人就对这个大男孩说，那你背着这个人可是挺重的呀。
The young man replied, "He ain't heavy, he's my brother."
然后这个男孩就说，他是重的，但是他是我的兄弟。
That's macrothumia in action, isn't it?
那这个就是在行动上表现出的忍耐，不是吗？
We also see this word in Colossians chapter 1.
在哥罗西书的一章里面也看到这个词了。
Paul is praying and he says in verse 11, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power for all patience and long suffering with joy.
我们看哥罗西书的一章十一节，照他荣耀的全能得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
The word long suffering is our word macrothumia.
这个忍耐就是这个 macrothumia 这个词。
And here we see that it's God's power at work in the Christian that will produce this precious quality.
所以我们在这一节里看到是神的能力在我们中间运行，我们才能有这样的宝贵的品格的。
And we can turn to God and say, Lord, I'm going to need you to give me patience with this person because my patience has just run out.
所以当我们的耐心用完的时候，我们就要转向神说，主啊，求你给我对这个人的耐心呢，因为我没有耐心了。
Getting angry and mistreating someone is not a sign of strength, but of weakness.
对一个人生气啊，指责一个人，并不是你显得你的有力量的一个表现，而是你软弱的表现。
What shows true inner strength is macrothumia.
那真正里面的力量的展现呢，是这个恒久忍耐的能力。
And that strength comes from God.
但这个力量是从神来的。
There's an old Hebrew legend about Abraham which is not in the Bible.
有一个在圣经里没有记载的关于亚伯拉罕的一个传说。
And the story says that Abraham was sitting in front of his tent one day when an old traveler arrived.
这个传说是说有一天呢，亚伯拉罕坐在他的帐篷前面，有一个老者，就是行路的人走过来。
Abraham greeted him.
Yeah,
Abraham invited him into his tent and offered the man some food.
那亚伯拉罕呢就跟他打招呼，然后请他到自己的帐篷里来呢，给他吃的东西。
The stranger began to eat without even giving thanks to God.
那这个陌生人呢他就吃了，甚至没有在饭前呢感谢神。
And Abraham asked him, "Do you not worship God?"
然后亚伯拉罕就问他说，你不敬畏神吗？敬拜神吗？
And when Abraham discovered that the man did not believe in God, he became angry and told him to leave.
那当亚伯拉罕意识到这个人并不敬畏神的时候呢，他就开始生气了，他就让这个人走。
That night, God spoke to Abraham and said, "Abraham, where is that man who came to your tent?"
那天晚上呢，神就对他说话了，说亚伯拉罕啊，那来到你帐篷里的那个人在哪儿呢？
And Abraham replied, "Lord, I told him to go because he does not believe in you."
然后亚伯拉罕说，因为他神呢，因为他不相信你，所以我就让他走了。
And God said, "Abraham, I have put up with that man for 80 years. Could you not bear with him for one night?"
神说，亚伯拉罕啊，我忍耐这个人已经80年了，你能不能忍耐他一个晚上呢？
In Romans 15:5, Paul describes God as the God of patience and comfort.
在罗马书十五章里面，神那保罗把神描述为一个忍耐的神呢。
Fortunately, God is exceedingly patient with us.
所以很有幸啊，就是神对我们是有极其有耐心的。
How many things He has put up with in all of us?
所以他对于我们每一个人呢，我们做的很多事，他都忍耐了多少啊
？How many sins He has forgiven? And continues to forgive.
他赦免了我们多少的罪，而且要继续赦免我们很多的罪。
One of the promises that God makes to us in the Bible is that He will never leave us nor forsake us.
那圣经里面神给我们的应许之一啊，就是他说他永远不会离弃我们，也不会撇下我们。
I have given God plenty of reasons to give up on me, but He promises to never do that.
我给的神很多数不清的理由让他可以放弃我，但是他却应许他绝不会这样做。
There's a ridiculous amount of failure in our lives, but God patiently persists in loving us.
所以在我们的生命里面有数不清的这个失败啊，但是神却矢志不渝地爱着我们。
Nothing we can ever do is strong enough to turn Him away.
我们做的事情绝不能够强到一个的程度啊，使他转离不管我们了。
There may be occasions when He rebukes us, or He disciplines us, but we are assured that He will never abandon us.
那有的时候呢，神可能会责备我们，也会管教我们，但是我们可以确信，他绝对不会放弃我们。
Finally, let me say that we are impatient. With others, because we are not patient with ourselves.
那最后呢，我要说，有的时候我们对别人没有耐心呢，的原因是因为我们对自己也没有耐心。
And we are impatient with ourselves because we have not yet understood how patient God is with us.
我们之所以对自己没有耐心呢，是因为我们没有完全明白神对于我们是多么有忍耐。
We don't have a lot of patience to give to others.
所以我们对别人啊，没有多少耐心的。
But we belong to a God whose patience is astounding.
但是我们属于一个有让我们吃惊的耐心的神。
The Bible tells us that we should forgive others as God in Christ has forgiven us.
圣经告诉我们，我们要赦免别人，就像基督赦免我们一样。
And I guess we could rephrase that and say that we should be patient with others as God is patient with us.
或者我们换句话说，就是我们因为神对我们有耐心，所以我们也要对别人有耐心。
And my prayer is that the patience of God may work its way into our hearts and get passed on to others.
所以我的祷告是盼望神的耐心呢，能在我们的心里做工，并通过我们把这样的耐心传递给别人。
May God bless His word to us today.
愿主祝福他今天对我们说的话。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jurgen. We appreciate that very, very much.
谢谢 Jurgen 弟兄，我们特别的感谢他今天给我们的信息。
I think we're all sympathetic with our own lack of patience, and we tend to be sympathetic with the disciples as well. I sometimes say, if I'd been there, my behavior would have been worse. So, but we're encouraged by their patience.
我们通常呢会同情我们自己的没有忍耐，我们对门徒的这个也这作为呢，我们也会同情他们。有时候我就会告诉自己说，如果我在场的话呢，我的行为可能会比这门徒还要糟糕。
So our prayer is that the Lord will cause us, as we've considered, to recognize the patience of the Lord, the impatience of others, and therefore, to pray that the Lord will make us a more patient people.
所以我希望那个神能够让我们看见更多的看见他的耐心，也看到人的没有忍耐，从而帮助我们呢变得更有忍耐。
Well, let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll be able to dismiss.
我们现在做一个结束的祷告。
Lord, we thank you for teaching us this evening.
主，我们感谢你今天晚上教导我们。
And we agree that, Scripture is an honest book, and it tells the things that are. We would probably have been just a little more flattering in our description of the disciples than the Spirit of God is. We're thankful that you tell the truth.
主啊，我们感谢，我们都知道圣经是一本诚实的书，诚实的书。如果我们说我们的表现会和书上所记载的门徒的表现一样呢，其实都是高抬自己了。但是我们知道这都是事实。
As you know, we're so thankful that you are patient with us and that you are a forgiving God.
但是我们感恩呢，您是一位有忍。有那个凡事忍耐的神呢，你也是赦免的神。
And to think that one day we can be like the Lord Jesus Christ in patience and all his other attributes is a wonder to us. We thank you for the work that you are doing in us.
有一天我们也会变得像主耶稣基督那样有耐心，以及他其他具有的那美好的品格，这真是一件 奇妙的事。谢谢你在我们里面 的工作。
Lord, our prayer is that each one of us tonight would say, Lord, we would like to be patient like you. We would like to be the Lord, like the Lord Jesus in so many ways. And we pray that you'll just forgive us as we fall short.
主啊，我们今天的祷告是我们都想像神那样有耐心，我们也想像想各个方面都像主耶稣基督那样。主啊，也感谢你当我们失败的时候你对我们的耐心。
Lord, it's true, Lord, that Peter is a great example. He was the example of impatience, but he became a mighty man of God. And we pray that you will make us mighty men and women of God as well.
彼得呢，本来是一个没有耐心的一个典型的代表，但是后来您把他变成了一个神大能的属神的人。主啊，我们盼望您也把我们变成属神的大能的男人和女人。
So we give thanks now for your promises, for your blessings, for the word this evening.
主，我们为你的应许，为你的话语，和你的祝福感谢你。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.